Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kuzman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Walkenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walkenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive towards first. Walkenfuss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is hit by the pitch. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. Brookins tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Joaquin Fuss takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dibzinski. Joaquin Fuss moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gibson strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brookins is walked intentionally. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wackenfuss scores. Wilson scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 6-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 7-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kittle is called out on strikes. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dibzinski moves to second. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Rudy Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dibzinski moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing center field. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Tom Pachyorek now playing right field. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gibson strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Jones now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pachyorek. Herndon reaches second base with a double. There goes Trammell trying to get to home. Pachyorek throws the ball into Cruz, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Trammell, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hairston moves to second. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Walker pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Law moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.